our leader, our pastor, the angel of this church, shepherd of this church, up in prayer. She's, of course, you all know, but it's found out she's just going through some stuff.
But can't nobody do you like Jesus. Nobody. Can't nobody pick you up like him. Can't nobody turn you around like him. Can't nobody strengthen him, strengthen you like him. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. We know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, but the Lord God, our Savior, he came to give us life and have it more abundant. And that's what we're looking for. That's what we're believing for. We're looking and believing for life and life abundantly in this place, in this house, amongst this people. We rebuke the devil. I just feel like praying again. Saints of God, come on, lift your hands up. I just feel like going to the Lord in prayer. You know, the kingdom, the kingdom suffered violence, and the violent must. We got to take it by force. We got to get violent with this devil because he's violent. He don't care who he run over. He don't care who he destroy. But the kingdom suffered violence, and the violent must take it back by force. And so, Father, we come before you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, against this devil, God, that's coming against our leader, your servant, Lord, the angel of this church, Lord God, we rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we command you to take your hands off of her life. Satan, we command you to take your hands off of her strength. Satan, we command you to take your hands off of her mind. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you right now, and we pray, God, that you will lift her up, God. Strengthen her, God, where she's been weakened, God. We pray, God, that you will lift up, bow down head, God, and God, wherever, God, she's looking to go, Father God, wherever, God, she's looking to, God, we ask, God, that she look through your eyes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray that you will lead and guide her, God, in the way that she should go. Instruct her, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you will keep her, Lord. Strengthen her, God, this very hour, Lord. Strengthen, Pastor, this very hour. Strengthen her, Lord. Encourage her, Lord God. Let her remember, God, what you have told her, God, that she's got to see it, Lord. Signs, wonders, and miracles in this church, Lord. So, Father, we come today, Lord God, that you will send a word, God, a remembrance, a reminding to our leader, to your servant, God, that she shall overcome, Lord. This too shall pass, Lord. We believe it. This thing gonna pass, Lord God. She's coming out of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, what you've given me, God, help me to give to your people. Help me to encourage your people, Lord God. This is the hour, Lord, and the time, God, that we all need to be encouraged about something, Lord God. So, Father God, I ask, Father God, you just use me, God, by the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Lead me by the Holy Ghost, God, to strengthen and encourage this people, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a praise. Give him a good praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. I'm going to still be in the book of Nehemiah chapter 4. I'm still talking about this one man. Out of this one man come everything. Out of this one man came everything and will be everything. This one man, talking about Nehemiah. Nehemiah just a symbol of who Christ is and who he was back here for these people. Nehemiah 4, I'm going to be Nehemiah 4 starting at verse 1. Be encouraged, saints. We don't understand. I don't understand what my pastor, my mother's going through. I cannot understand what she's going through, but I'm going to undergird her. We're going to undergird her with prayer, just as they did with Moses when Moses was fighting the battle. She's in a battle. She's battling, and I believe she's battling for her life. You know, the devil, he don't care who you are, how long you've been in this thing, how much of the Holy Ghost you got, he's coming after you. And so we're just going to undergird her with prayer. I just feel led today while we was praising and worship that we need to fast and pray for her. We need to not think about when we're going to fast. We need to start a fasting today for our pastor. She's fasted. She's prayed. She's done all kind of stuff. But it's our time now. You know, it's our time. You know, her fasting, her prayer brought us out of some things. You know, I mean, she denied herself. And that's just not a shepherd. That's a mother. And so we need to fast. a 3-day fast. However God tell you to fast, what he tell you to put away, how long he tell you. Let's start from Monday to Wednesday. Is that all right? We're going to fast, and we're going to fast. Try to fast the best that you can, and I believe, and be honest and faithful with it. God will honor it. And so it's time out for talk. It's time for us to do something, you know. James said, you know, he blessed the hearers of the word, but God is looking for doers of the word. You know, we got to do it. And I believe once we do it, then we see some manifestations of healing. We see manifestations of miracles, signs, and wonders. God waiting on us to do so he can do. And so Nehemiah, after rebuilding all of the gates in Jerusalem, now he's got to deal with the walls in Jerusalem. They set all the gates back on the foundation, so now he's got to set the walls back up. He's got to go to Jerusalem and revive some things and bring some things back to life. And he says in verse 1, but it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps and of the rubbish which are burnt? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was with him and said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Here it is. Nehemiah built the gates, and now he's got to deal with the walls. And he said, look, Tobiah, Sanballat said, what do these feeble Jews, what are these people are doing? Will they fortify themselves? It's time for us to fortify and strengthen ourselves. He said, will they sacrifice? It's time for us to start sacrificing. You know, not for ourselves, but for somebody else. He said, will they make an end in the day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps and of the rubbish which are burnt? God is trying to revive what was torn down in our lives. God is trying to revive the church. He's trying to build this church back up. And every time we try to put a stone, put a brick, put some mortar, the devil comes and try to tear it down. God is saying he's going to revive this church. He's going to revive his people. He's going to revive his saints. He said the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish that are burnt. God is finna regain, cause us to regain our strength. He's finna restore life back to the church. And it's time for the church to have some life. Because not only the church, but the world itself is looking for life. God is going to revive, restore, rebuild his people again. We're the stones he's talking about. He ain't trying to build no wall. We are the lively stone. God is trying to liven us up again. He's trying to get us back vibrant. And when you think about a stone, it sparkles. Some of y'all got them great big rocks on your finger. All you got to do is move the finger a little bit and that it's going to glitter. God trying to get us to glitter. But we know that a stone goes through a whole lot of things to look beautiful. Sometimes you got diamonds in the rough. They just black with no luster to it. But there's a polishing. There's a buffering. There's a cutting to a stone. God is polishing. He's buffering. He's cutting his people. God is trying to get us back to where we're supposed to be. God is trying to give us life. He's trying to give us life and have it more abundantly. God is trying to restore everything. Not trying to. Forgive me, God. I say trying to because it's us. It ain't him that he can't do it. God will revive. God will restore. God shall give us new strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So God will strengthen his people. God is gonna make us lively again. God is gonna fill the church. God is gonna put things back the way they're supposed to be. God is a restorer. And we believe God is gonna restore, not try to. God don't try to do anything. He tried to get us to believe him. That's what God wanted to do. He wanted us to believe him and have that faith, that hope in him. That no matter what comes our way, as the song said, our life is in his hands. It's in good hands. And so if our life is, your life is in his hands, what better hands to be in? It don't feel good sometimes what we go through. It don't feel good when the pressure's on. It don't feel good when everything is coming at you. It don't feel good when the squeeze, and we think it's the devil all the time. All the time it's not the devil. God said, I've written you in the palm of my hand. You are in the palm. And so how the devil gonna bother you in the palm of our God's hand? Is God putting a little pressure on you, trying to make you, not break you? He trying to make you, mold you, shape you into what he wants you to be. He trying to make you out of his jewels. God is trying to make you a diamond, trying to make you a ruby. He's trying to make you a sapphire. He's trying to make you one of those beautiful stones that when you go out, they gonna see no, and people know about what you go through, those that do. But when you go out before people going through with a luster, with a joy, with confident, knowing that your God's still gonna do what he said he's gonna do. He said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. But it's according to the power that worketh in you. You got to have some power in you. And we were talking about that this morning. We're talking about the word of God. But it is the power of God unto salvation to all that believe. So it's the word of God. God trying to build you up in your most holy faith with the word of God. With what we got facing us today, whatever it is, we got to combat it with the word of God. We got to do what Jesus did. Satan, it is written. We got to say what's written. And what's written is going to stand. It's going to last. It's going to work, whatever's written in this Bible. In this gospel, as Paul said, my gospel is the gospel. And so God will revive. Nehemiah went to revive the stones out of the heaps and out of the rubbish. And sometimes our life just feel like we just in all kind of heaps and all kind of mess. Feel like we just so deep down in stuff that where is anybody able to bring us out? We forget about who's able to bring you out of whatever that you're in. And so he says, verse 4, hear, O our God, for we are despised and turn their reproach upon their own head and give them for a prey in the land of the captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. Here it is, after the devil came against them, he began to pray. He said, Lord, hear our prayer. And that's what we're saying today. Lord, hear our prayer. The devil has come against us. If you come against this leader of this church, he's come against us. If you come against one of our brothers and sisters in this church, he's come against us. Not that individual. He's coming against all of us. And most important of all, the devil's coming against God. You know, he's coming against God. So he said, hear our prayer. That's what we got to do, saints. If ever time today is to pray, is now. It's so much to pray for. It's so much to pray for, you don't even know where to begin half the time. Because you forgot to pray for this. You got to pray for that. You forgot to pray for this, but you got to pray for that. It's so much to pray for. That's why we have to be instant in and instant out of season with prayer. We got to constantly pray. Pray without season. We got to keep on praying. That's our life. We're beginning to see now that, hey, our life ain't our own. It don't belong to us. It belongs to God. And it's so much. And only prayer changes things. Only prayer destroys yokes. Only prayer moves things from the left to the right. Only prayer causes you to stand. Only prayer can bring us out. Only prayer and nothing else but fasting and prayer. And so he said, so we built the wall, and it was joined until the half. They're halfway there. It don't feel like it sometimes. It don't look like it sometimes. But I believe that the Lord is telling us that we're halfway there. We're almost there. But we just got to push. We got to keep on building. We got to keep on constructing. And the only way we can keep on building and construction is in the Word of God. We got to build folk up. We got to build ourselves up with our most holy faith in the Word of God. This is our strength. This is our help, the Word. And if we ain't got the Word, then we can't fight. You can't fight without a sword. People fighting now. They got guns, weapons. They coming. But we come like they. We come in the name of the Lord. We come in with the Word of God. And so they built the wall, and this wall kind of reminds me of a protector, a shield, a shelter, someplace where you can go and find yourself safe behind, no worries. You know, when God told Abraham, he said, Abraham, fear not. He said, I am your shield. That's what the wall was. And the devil came and kicked the wall in, tore the doors down. The devil come in and kicked in our house. And sometimes we just sit there and just let him have his way. We don't fervently pray. We call saints pray. But sometimes God's telling you, you walk around in your house and you pray. You cast this devil out of here. You speak to him and tell him where he's supposed to be. You got to do it. You got the power. So he said, Abraham, fear not. Put yourself in, put your name there. Abraham is gone. Pastor Davis. Tawana. Al. Put your name in there. Fear not, Al. Fear not, Gwen. Fear not. Fear not, for I am your shield. I am your shield. And he said, and remember, he said, I'm your shield. I'm your exceedingly great reward. So fear not, Al. Fear not, Pastor. Fear not, church. He said, I'm your exceedingly great reward. I exceed anything that anybody else can do for you. I surpasses, I go beyond, I go above, I go far above what anybody else. I'm your exceedingly great reward. Al, Pastor Church, Revival Center, fear not, because God is your exceedingly great reward. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Put your name in there. Fear not. Tell yourself. Fear not. I'm not going to fear. I'm not going to be afraid of this devil. I'm not going to be afraid of what we're going through. I'm not going to be afraid of what I got to go through, because I've got somebody that's with me. He's my exceedingly great and greater. Nobody's greater than him. He's my exceedingly great reward. He's got a reward for those that will stand. He's got a reward for those that's going to be standing. Ain't no reward for those that's going to tap out this thing. This ain't no time to tap out. Hey, this is tougher than the UFC. We can't tap out now. We've come too far. He brought us too far for us to turn around. He ain't turning around. He's still marching toward the battle. He wants you to march toward the battle. But we got to march toward the battle in prayer, in fasting, in seeking God. And when we seek God, we really got to seek his face. Lord, what do you want to do? This is your fight, Lord. This is your battle. The battles don't belong to us. God already told us that we are victorious. He already then gave us the victory. But we just got to march on to the victory. The battle has already been won. It's over. It's like you're going, it's like the soldiers coming in up at the rear when the fight is already over. The fight is already over, saints. Just be rejoiceful. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. That's what we're supposed to do. We ain't supposed to be walking around with our heads down low. If we got our heads bowed, let it be in reverence to God. Don't let the devil push your head down. Don't let him put you under his feet. Put the devil where he belongs. God said he's your exceedingly great reward and he can do anything. He surpasses, he's outdo, he can outshine anybody or anything that's coming up against you. He's going to shine in your life. He's going to shine in this situation if we do it God's way. We got to do it God's way. We have to do it God's way. He said, but, verse 7, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder the work. Here it is. It came to pass that when Sanballat, it's coming to pass, the devil, he's going to get upset because God is, he's beginning to stop the breaches. He's beginning to close up the gaps, heal the broken hearts, mend the wounds. God is mending and he's putting together the gaps. He said he's going to make up the heads and fill in the gaps of our hurt, of our pains, our sorrows, our misunderstanding, the things that we don't understand. God is filling in the gaps. He's making up the hedgeway for us, saints of God. You know, he's going to stop whatever the devil is trying to do. He's going to stop it in his track. Believe that God is for you and not against you. Our God is for us and not against us. He said he's going to make up the hedge and fill in the gaps. The devil don't want you to, he don't want to see you moving forward. He don't want us standing. He want us all scattered. He want us all afraid. He don't want us believing God. He said he's going to make up the hedges and stop the breaches. And they conspired, all of them that came to fight against Jerusalem. Every little devil, every big devil is going to come and fight against you. But we know that God is for us more than those that are against us. It don't make no difference how many devils come. All we got to do is stand. They can bring the whole clan. But if we standing in the name of the Lord, if God be for you, saints, he's more than the whole world against you. Can't no weapon that the devil got is going to prosper against you. He said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. None. So it don't make no difference how many devils, how many people, what they say, who said. But if God didn't say it, then it ain't going to work. If God said it, then it's going to work. It's going to happen. It don't make no difference if the big devil and the little devil come. It don't make no difference. God is for you, saints of God. Find yourself standing in the word of God. Find yourself standing on the word of God. He going to try to hinder everything that we do. This fast that we're going to do, he going to try to hinder it. Everything that we do for God, the devil ain't going to let you do nothing. He's going to try to throw some kind of scheme or plan in it to stop you. And if the devil stop you, we won't see the fruition of what we're looking for. So he came to hinder the work. He came to hinder this work. He came to hinder our praise. He came to hinder our worship. But he can't have our praise. He can't have our worship. He can't have our ministry. He cannot have this house. He can't have our families. The devil can't have it because this means war. It's time to push back and keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pressing and keep pressing. We got to push. We got to pray until something happens. Not just something, but what we are looking for to happen. We got to keep on, saints. I know we've been praying. But let's just keep on praying. Let's just keep on praying. Let's just keep on fast. Let's just keep doing until we see what God gonna do. God ain't gonna He ain't going to leave you hanging out there. The Bible says hope deferred make a heart sick. And God ain't going to defer his hope. Because he know we get weak, we get vulnerable. And if we hoping in God, trusting in God, God going to bring it to pass. He's going to bring it to pass. Verse 14, let's go down to Nehemiah 14. I'm going to start at 13. Therefore, he said, I sat in the lower places, behind the wall in the higher places. I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers of the rest of the people, be not afraid. Be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, fight for your sons, your daughters, your wives, your houses. He said, look here. He said, I rose up and I said, remember the Lord. David said, he's going to remember the name of the Lord. You got to remember God in situations and circumstances like this, saints of God. Here it is, the people are going through, we going through, but you got to remember the name of the Lord. Remember how God fed you when you didn't have no food. Remember how God healed you when you were sick. We got to remember how God delivered you when you were going through. You got to remember how God kept you on those highways and those byways. We got to remember. David said, we will not trust in horses and chariots. We ain't going to trust in the things that's made by man. He said, but we shall remember the name of the Lord. You got to remember God's name. And we got to remember that, yes, he is Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's a provider. But all those names are wrapped up in one name. It's sometimes it's difficult to remember Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. He's the God of peace. Yes, he's all God of peace, but God gave us one name. He made it simple. He said, just remember this name, Jesus. Under the name of Jesus shall be deliverance. Under the name of Jesus shall be provision. Under the name of Jesus shall be healing. Under the name of Jesus, we just got to remember the name. Some of us have forgotten the name. We got to call on the name of Jesus. It's Jesus and Jesus and Jesus only. It can't be no other name. Yes, he was Jehovah Jireh in the time of Abraham's need. He was Jehovah Shalom when they needed peace. He was Jehovah Nisi when they needed healing. But all we need is Jesus, saints of God. We got to remember that by the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue gonna confess that Jesus is Lord. At the name of Jesus, the devil's gonna flee. At the name of Jesus, we shall be kept. At the name of Jesus, we gonna come out of this thing. We coming out at the name of Jesus. We got to remember his name during these difficult times. Yes, it's tough. So much is thrown at the church. So much is thrown at people. But you got to remember that Jesus is Lord. And he's Lord over all things. All power, all authority was given unto him. He said, that I have been given, I give unto you. So you got power, you got authority, but you got to have it in this name, in the name of Jesus. That's all it takes. Just get down and say, Jesus, Jesus, we need you, Jesus. Jesus, she going to come out of this thing, Jesus. Jesus, she going to be strengthened, Lord Jesus. Jesus, you going to renew her mind. Renew her mind, Jesus. Renew it, Lord. Jesus, he will provide. He's our provider. He's our protector. He's our healer. He's our shield. He's our great exceedingly reward. He's our everything. He's our all in our all. There's nothing that we can't have without the name of Jesus. You can have anything. He said you can have whatsoever you say. If you ask the Father in my name. Have we asked the Father in the name of Jesus? Some say, yeah, we asked. Let's ask again. Let's keep asking. David said, I'm going to go back and inquire again. We got to keep inquiring again because at his name, chains going to be broken. At his name, doors going to be unlocked. At his name, doors going to be closed and no man can open them. At his name, and it's at the name of Jesus that we are wrought with salvation. at his name, Jesus. Come on, you remember the times when you was out there in trouble? You couldn't think of nothing else. You couldn't think of the call. You couldn't think of the call mama. You couldn't think of call your husband, your son. The first thing come out of your mouth was Jesus. That's all you need is Jesus. On the highway, almost, we were all of us was almost. All of us was a almost something or another. Almost dead, almost locked up, almost drunk, almost a whoremonger. Some of us was almost something. But when Jesus, that's right, when Jesus, when you call on the name of Jesus, you wasn't no almost. You were set free then. You were made free and free indeed. So Jesus is who we're looking for. They sent this one man to try to help the Jews. They sent Nehemiah, and his name was He Who Comforts. And then God sent this only begotten son to come down here and comfort us. So be encouraged, saints of God. Be of good cheer, he said. I've overcome the world. So he's telling you that you're going to overcome. Not that you can. You're going to overcome. It's going to happen. You're going to be an overcomer. Well, you're already an overcomer, aren't you? We are what? More than? We just conquerors? Or we just more than conquerors? We're more than conquerors through Christ that strengthens us. He strengthened us with his name. So you're going to come out. This too shall pass. Just like everything else. Heaven and earth. Some people say may pass away, as if though it might and it might not. He said heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word, that name is going to last forever. It's going to be there when you need it. Don't forget it. Don't hang it up. Don't put it in the drawer. Don't cover it up. Use it every day, every morning. If you don't know nothing else to say but Jesus, God understands your heart. He knows what you're feeling. Sometimes we can't utter words. We don't have the words to say. We don't have the intellect all the time to speak to him. But God reads your heart. He knows that your heart is heavy. He knows it's bleeding. He knows it's hurting. But all you got to do is remember the name of Jesus. And we can't trust in what's going on around. We can't trust in the system. We can't trust in the politicians. They're running for office now, telling us what they're going to do. If you elect me, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And all of them are just pitch lines, and they just lying to get in office. We have one, only one true wise God, and his name is Jesus. So God is going to restore the church. He's going to restore the broken hearts. He's going to restore relationships. God's going to restore everything that the enemy has come and taken from us. He's going to restore life. He's going to give you what you need. Just call on, just remember that name. Just remember Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, Jesus at night. Jesus is just Jesus. Not just us, just it's just Jesus. All I need is your name, Jesus. You're going to move mountains, Lord, if I can believe you. Lord, you're going to bring us up on those rough sides of the mountains, Lord God. You're going to keep us in the valley, God. We know you're going to do it, God. But help us to remember your name. Help us, God, not to turn our backs on you. You're going to do it for us, God. I know you're going to do it. Because, God, you're not a man that you shall lie. If you said it, then, God, you're going to do it. If you spoke it, you're going to make good on your word. We just got to keep his name in our mouth. Keep it in your heart. David said, I hide the word in my heart so I won't sin against you. We got to hide this word where the devil can't come and get it. Put it inside of you. And all we got to do is speak it. Speak the word. We know that the worlds were framed by the word of God. God just spoke the word. He said, let it be. And it was so. He didn't say, well, would you come forth? He said, let it be. Let there be light. Let the earth bring forth. Let this come forth. We have the same power, the same authority, and we speak it today. Lord, let healing come to our past. Let healing come to our house. Let deliverance come to our house. Lord, we speak it by authority. We command it because you have given us the authority to do it. And we believe it shall be so, Lord. Let peace rest, rule, and abide not only in the house, but in our spirits, in our hearts, in our mind. In the name of Jesus. God bless you this morning. This is what I had just gotten together. I didn't know I was going to be up here today, but I thank God that he sent this one man, his son Jesus, yes, to see about us. And he's concerned about you. He's concerned about those that are oppressed, depressed, the fatherless, the homeless. God is concerned about you. He ain't forgotten about you. And help us, Lord, to pray for the oppressed, for the homeless, the fatherless, the widows, the mothers, the people that are in distress. These people were in distress. Their whole way of life was taken from them. And the devil trying to do the same thing to us, trying to take our whole way of life from us. And he know if he get the head, the body going to fool around and fall. When he smote the shepherd in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible said the sheep scattered. But I thank God that he ain't smite this shepherd. She's just going through something. And I believe she's going to come out of it smelling like a rose, come out of it with a new testimony. And I believe that she will see the signs, wonders, and miracles that God had promised her. It wasn't spoken by her. It was spoken to her through several different people. And we just believe that the signs, wonders, and miracles are going to be. God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? Be encouraged. Remember the name of the Lord. For it is a strong tower where the righteous can run into and be safe. Remember, today, don't get so busy, Al, today with your family, with your sons and grandsons. Don't get so busy where I won't remember your name. We got to remember the name of the Lord. Let's stand. Don't be afraid. Be of good cheer. Be not afraid. For the Lord is nigh you. Nobody need prayer. Nobody need to be. Got nobody we need to pray for standing. Proxy for. Father, we do thank you, Lord God, for sending this one man, Jesus, to see about us, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that he came, Lord God. Lord, to build us up, God, to strengthen us, Lord God. And we have been strengthened by our Lord and our Savior. We thank and praise you, Father God, for sending this one man to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. We praise you for it, Lord God, and we thanking you, Lord God, that you're going to bring our pastor out, God. We're thanking you, Lord God, that you're going to strengthen her, Lord God. We're thanking you, Lord God, that you're going to lift her up, God, where she's been torn down, God. God, we just thank you right now, God, for what you're doing for her. We just believe right now, God, that you're touching her right now, God. We believe, Father God, that the answer, oh God, the answer that she's been seeking for, God, that she's got it right now, God. David said, I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. So, Lord God, that is our prayer, Lord God, that we all should say that we shall live and not die, but declare your works, God. Tell how wonderful, how great you are, how mighty you are, Lord God, how merciful, God, you are. And we thank you, Father, this morning, God, and we pray, Lord God, that you will watch over us, Lord God. Keep us, Lord, as we depart from one another, but never from your presence. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen.